local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen. Yep. And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
This moon driving people crazy.
Oh, that it is. You got to be so careful out there.
Yeah.
You and Jess both couldn't sleep last night.
No, waking up every half an hour to an hour. It was actually ridiculous.
Very restless.
Yes.
I didn't have any of that problem.
No,
but
you'd never do.
It's only sleep
about
4 hours, so got to make the most of it.
Maybe I was restless for all the judgment I got at Kmart yesterday. How dare people?
So walk us through this.
Yeah, so we know that my family's obsessed with Halloween.
Yeah.
And obviously Halloween's done for the year. So Kmart have been reducing all their Halloween gear. And I found all of the clown costumes,
yeah,
like the kids' ones, for 50 cents a pop. And we do a community, like, costume box at the front of Mum's place in the lead up to Halloween so kids can come get costumes for free.
Yeah.
So they can really get into
it. Such a lovely gesture.
Right? And there were 16 clown costumes on the shelf, so I bought 15 of them. I left one on the shelf.
Why'd you leave one?
Just to make sure. If someone happened to need an emergency clown costume,
oh,
it was,
yeah,
there.
It's such a niche need.
People looked at me like I was the devil or something, that I was raiding this discount rack. The lady behind, like, running the self-serve looked at me like, and then I had to explain what I was doing. She goes, oh, that's lovely, and then she smiled.
You see, here's the thing.
Your perspective,
yeah,
I know what you mean.
As a shop owner,
yeah,
if I have something on discount, I want to sell it all right immediately yesterday.
Exactly. Right? If you're going to reduce them. That were $15 costumes I got for 50 cents a pop.
You're very, like, Kmart is lucky that you came along because not many people want that clown costume.
Not many people want 15 clown costumes for 50 cents a pop.
Exactly.
No.
So take your judgment elsewhere.
Yeah. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Are you judging my extreme costume hoarding?
Nah, I know ya. You'll be right.
Yeah, good.
No judgment.
I feel horrible. I walked in this morning and talked to Jess, and Alfie's in the newsroom.
Oh, the dog's
and
here.
And I made treats last night, and I was that tired this morning, I forgot to bring him in.
Oh,
I'm a horrible human being.
He'll forgive you.
Poor Alfie.
I'll have to run home during our little break between when we get off air and go get the dog treats.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I'll give you an excuse.
I'll make
you
do all
office.
The extra work.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, we're going to do a first of all catch up with Jess in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, so we could see a breakthrough today in the port container development.
Yeah, so that bill that late Macquarie MP Greg Piper introduced last month to try and get that cap gone that the Port of Newcastle has for how many container movements and shipments they can have, it's going to be debated today. And all reports are this morning are that Greg Piper has come to a deal with the Premier Dominic Perrottet. Yeah, it looks like it's going to get across the line.
If that happens, will it just be like full on, we've got a full-fledged container terminal tomorrow?
Well, not really. Ah. So the port is at the moment doing a whole lot of work anticipating that it is going to happen one day. They've got a couple of huge mobile cranes that came back in August. They're doing a whole lot of work at the moment at the Mayfield berth to upgrade it to be able to cater for more ship container movements.
So will this create a few more jobs in Newey as well?
Possibly.
That'd
yeah.
be good.
I would have thought so.
Anything that really creates jobs, you can't really say no to, can you?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially at the moment.
And more money.
More money, yeah.
And just
bring
like
more money in, bro. Come on.
The opportunity to just import stuff here rather than having to, you know, go to Sydney to get everything. And it's a whole nother step, if you will, for local businesses.
Yeah, how good. Fingers crossed. We'll find out tomorrow then, yeah?
Yes, hopefully.
How good.
It's all happening. COP27 summit in Egypt at the moment. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the talks have started overnight while we were all asleep, or not really sleeping, if you were me and Meg. So United Nations chief has had a pretty blunt speech, I guess you could say. He said that everyone needs to cooperate or perish when it comes to climate change and what's happening. He added that the world is on a highway to climate hell with our foot on the accelerator. So he certainly wasn't beating around the bush, but all
Climate to Hell.
Yeah.
That sounds like the most metal band name I've ever heard in my life.
It certainly does. So the climate is obviously the big topic of conversation over there. Shortland MP Pat Conroy is over there representing Australia. The PM hasn't gone over, but Pat's the Minister for International Development and the Pacific and Defence and a couple of other things. So
I was about to say, that's a random choice to send over. I'll make from here, but that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have the Prime Minister. Who's from Shortland? We'll send them.
How good. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Jack.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
It always makes me happy when someone finds love. Someone finds happiness, Crevo.
Oh, isn't it the best?
Yes. And someone who has found love recently, and I'm very, very happy because she's getting on a little bit.
The Novos.
Oh, wrong thing. Oh,
hang on.
Thing did not work the way I wanted it to.
Oh, my God. All right, let's try again here.
I'm going to try that again because my thing did not work. And now my headphones are falling out of the bloody...
It's all right.
You might need to take over here.
Everyone calm down, right? What we're going to do here, Meg's going to play a thing that tells you who we're talking about. Are we ready? There we go.
We got there.
We got there in the end.
Yeah, Cher. She's 76, right?
76.
She's found love.
Now
I'm so happy for her.
That is lovely. Because I'm just... how long since she's been in a relationship? It'd be a long time,
I'm not
right?
100% sure. Now, I do follow her on Instagram, and I haven't really seen much, but photos have come out recently in the last couple of days or so with a guy named A.E. Edwards.
Who is he?
Now, I don't know exactly what
he does for a job, but
did meet at Paris Fashion Week. So, obviously, he's in the fashion scene, which makes a lot of sense.
Maybe a designer or something.
Possibly. I haven't looked into it too much. Oh, no, he's a music executive. That makes sense.
Oh, there you go.
He's 36.
How old is she again?
76.
So, it's a 40-year age gap.
Yes.
I mean, that's not even cougar stuff.
Now,
that's like cat that's about to fall off the perch stuff.
We thought Leonardo DiCaprio had an issue with the younger women, like under the age of 25. But Cher, no. She's 76. I would think, personally, if I was 76, I wouldn't go younger than 50. That's just a personal thing.
Only 20 years younger.
26 years younger. But yeah, apparently they are massively in love, and she's saying haters gonna hate, because she's getting a lot of flack for it, clearly.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just looking at her. God, she must pay her plastic surgeon a lot. Because her face just looks like, obviously, always astonished.
It always does.
She always looks like she's heard some very shocking news in the last minute or so.
She's got some very plump cheeks, some very plump forehead.
Yeah, everything's plumped up.
I know everyone gets, like, all in a tiff about that. But my thing is, when you're 76, you don't have luscious hair like that.
Well, that's the thing. Her hair always looks like... I don't even know how to describe it.
A wig.
I was going to say, like, she robbed the wig shop and joined two together.
But the thing is, though, I've always... despite the plastic surgery things with Cher, I've always thought she looked quite good. Like, I know she's... You see some people with plastic surgery who have clearly overdone it. I know she's had a lot.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look that bad.
That's not how you should be described, as not looking that bad.
Hey, look, when you've had as much as she's had,
yeah,
and at her age, but yeah, as I said, she's found love at the age of 76 with a 36-year-old music director.
Good luck to her.
Good on her. But I just can't believe, because it's all come out on Twitter. And people asking, you know, why are you dating a 36-year-old? Blah, 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 blah.
Everyone's always picked and judged.
As I said, no one questions Leonardo DiCaprio, do they?
And no one questions a bloke. Why is he into grandmas so much?
Michael Douglas, for example, he's pretty old and he keeps dating like 30-year-olds.
It's true.
Do your thing, babe. You do you. Happy for you.
Well, good luck to her. And to him.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
All right, Meg, so look, a lot of people out there struggle with getting their weight under control.
Me.
Yeah, me too. You know, it's one of those things.
It is, like, honestly a lifelong struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. This one lady, though, Courtney Luna, reckons she's cracked it.
Cracked the code.
Ooh. Now, everyone's heard of, like, a keto diet, whatever, right?
Cabbage soup diet.
High protein, all that sort of stuff. This lady, Courtney Luna, reckons she'll never touch another vegetable or fruit again, not even spices.
What?
For her diet.
Mate, you're giving up chips, though, and potato. Well, what are you doing?
Well, all of that.
No,
right?
Thank you.
She reckons...
She can keep this. I don't need to hear any more.
Right, but you got to hear what she's eating day to day. It's unbelievable.
All right, details on the other side of this. Stay vicious, I be up in the
gym, just working on my fitness. All right, so this lady, Courtney Luna, I reckon she's cracked the diet code, and we're going to have a listen to some of the things that she eats, because it's unbelievable. She said she eats a meat-only diet of burgers and bacon topped with butter is her main food source, and will never eat a fruit or vegetable again, not even spices.
Now, to me, that sounds like a lot of saturated fat, first of all. And if you're going to have a burger, babe, you need onions and you need sauce.
Well, not according to her, because that's all got fruit and vegetables in it. And she said vegetables and fruit can cause a lot of issues for people, and there are what she calls anti-nutrients in them.
I don't think
that is right. She said, if I were to have a piece of fruit right now, it would trigger sugar cravings, and before you know it, I'd be at McDonald's craving a McFlurry.
I don't know if that's how...
I don't think she understands anything.
For someone like myself who has dieted so many times in the last, like, 30 years, right? Yeah. She's got a somewhat of a point.
Okay.
Whenever I cut out sugar, if I have a Tim Tam, one Tim Tam on a diet, mate, the whole packet's gone.
Floodgates are open.
Yes. I agree with her in that aspect.
Okay. This is how she starts her day. Right, wakes up in the morning, no coffee because that's got a fruit/vegetable in it.
Yeah.
And then has a 2/4 pounder burger patties piled with 3 tablespoons of butter.
Oh, now it does sound delicious, but my heart is saying, yeah, you're clogged.
Yeah, you're going to be very clogged. Yeah. For lunch, she has another 1/4 pounder burger patty only, covered this time with butter and bacon. Just to
what
mix it
cheese?
Up.
Cheese? Did she have cheese?
I don't know.
Surely.
Maybe. And then for dinner, she has a steak followed by what she calls carnivore ice cream, which is cream and egg yolk mixed together. Oh, disgusting.
Oh, mate. I know people make bacon ice cream, and I've heard of this before, but ice cream, you need sweetness.
At least a little bit.
Bit of stevia, babe.
Exactly. So apparently, this is all her body wants. It's so exciting and delicious. She has the same thing every day. I don't think she understands exciting. She said, maybe in the future when I'm 75, I'll have a bagel or something, but right now, I don't do anything that won't benefit me.
So, by the sounds of it, she just doesn't do carbs.
At all. No,
at all.
No carbs, no vegetables, no fruits, only her arteries.
Mate, they're going to clog in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. By the end of the time we're having this chat, they're clogged.
They're clogged. She's going to need I don't even know what it is.
A stent. A triple bypass.
Yes.
Probably.
Oh, mate, it's not going to be a triple bypass.
Quadruple.
It's going to be like a quintuple bypass. I'm not going to try this diet.
Don't do it.
It does sound delicious, maybe for a day.
Even then, she's got like the block of butter in the video and she just bites the corner off it.
Oh, you know what though? My mum would do that.
What?
I've seen her with a piece of toast and she will have like a 2 centimetre thick piece of butter on a bit of toast.
Yeah, but she's not eating it off the block.
Yeah, close enough.
She'd
probably do that.
Is this your mum?
Yeah.
Has your mum got a stage name, Courtney Luna?
No, but you know what? They're probably best friends.
Could well be.
Hey, on the other side of this career, we're switching it up a little bit. I hate when family pets pass away. It's a little bit sad. And there are many different ways to memorialise them, if you will. So you can take them to a pet cemetery, you can get them cremated, or you can have them stuffed.
Taxidermy.
This one family has opted for the latter in a very weird way for their pet Labrador.
Weird taxidermy chat.
Yeah, on the other side of it. Animal, Look, it is always sad when a beloved pet passes away. I think we've all dealt with it at some stage. And the ways to go about it and to grieve the loss,
yeah.
you can have them memorialised. Like, I've got a tattoo of my Bert Cruzy on my shoulder.
That's right.
Now, to be fair, I got that before she passed away, but still, like, it's one of those really nice memories. Now, this family have decided, their golden retriever, they've decided to go to a taxidermist. And I thought, oh, okay, maybe they're getting maybe old mate stuff.
Rover.
Yeah.
The dog's probably called Rover.
It's
America.
Doesn't say. No, it's actually in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
It's not American. It's in Melbourne. Yeah.
Okay.
They've decided to basically have, like, the back, you know, tanned to turn it into a rug.
A little rug.
Yeah.
A little floor mat.
Yeah.
Is that... What happens with the head, though? Is it like one of those ridiculous tiger rugs where the head sits up?
It doesn't sit up. It's actually flatter on the ground.
I don't know how I feel about that.
No, I see things. I read this story, right, and I'm thinking, okay, look, it's not my choice. I wouldn't do that with one of my birds.
You wouldn't make a tiny rug out of it?
No. What? And they're saying, no. It's not a rug. It's just we wanted to keep his beautiful fur intact. And the way the taxidermist has done it, it'll stay beautiful and soft for years. They're not using it as an actual floor rug, but I'm like, really?
What are you going to do with it?
Isn't that the intention?
Also, well, let's go back to your birds. Would you ever get them stuffed?
No.
Taxidermy?
No.
It'd be
too hurtful.
Right.
For me in particular.
What do you want to do once your birds pass away?
My other birds that I've had passed away in the past, I've had them cremated. So I've got their little urns.
So you have a little set of urns.
Yeah. Well, my intention is, though, at some stage, you can have the ashes turned into crystals. So I want to get their ashes turned into crystals that match their colours.
Oh, that's
and have
cute.
The crystals somewhere so the urns aren't on display. I'd rather the crystals and a little photo of them.
Oh, that's
That's how
cute.
I'd like to do it. I'm not going to go and get my animal skinned as these
stuffed.
People have done. The taxidermists have to come out and actually defend herself and saying, oh, I don't do this for that purpose.
The taxidermist is just doing their job.
Exactly. This is what they've been asked
them.
To do.
I think it's the family that are a bit cuckoo.
Now, this might be a bit sad for you, but I'm going to send you a photo of what it looks like.
Let's have a look.
This is what's happened.
It's just flattened.
It's just flattened.
The head. What's wrong with that? What's going on there?
Now,
the head looks like it's been run over.
It honestly looks like
splat.
A flattened balloon with fur.
It's ridiculous.
I couldn't see this every day of a pet of mine and be...
I don't know why that's so gross.
Filled with joy.
Nah, it's gross and weird. They've taken all the bones out.
Yeah.
And then just left it like a big sloppy
flat mat.
They've
tanned the back of it so it looks like a flat mat. Oh, guys.
People,
you know what? If that's your thing, you do you. I don't want to judge, but guess what? I'm judging.
For every smart person, there's some weirdos out there, and these people are crack bang in the middle of that.
Stick to a pet cemetery or some cremation. This is creepy.
At least if you get it stuffed, get it stuffed.
It kind of reminds me of the dog in Scrubs, the TV show.
Haven't seen it.
I think his name was Rowdy or something like that.
Remember.
Basically, they had a stuffed dog in their apartment, and it wasn't even their dog. They found it at a garage sale.
Ridiculous.
Right?
The whole thing is these people need to get their heads read.
Yeah, not doing it. I'm not recommending it, guys. It looks weird.
Definitely.
No.
The old flat dog,
yeah.
I think.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party.
The
better one.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos. New FM.
I swear to God, La Nina's like buggered off for a couple of days.
Just a few.
It's great. I was at a Bullaroo yesterday. We got Costco and it was just, it was mint.
Blue skies.
So good.
Good temperature.
Yes.
Wasn't it great?
Did you get out much, Tyler, and enjoy yourself?
I did. I got all the way to Dixon Park Beach and it was blowing a gale, so I turned around and come home.
Oh.
Didn't even get out for a swim?
Nah, because it was so windy and I was like, I know I'm going to get blown away and I know that as soon as I get out of the water...
You're not a kite, mate.
It's going to be bloody freezing.
You're all right.
Nah. Just go sit at the park or something.
I'm a wuss.
Picnic rug.
It's too windy.
So then I just wasn't that windy, like, out not near the beach.
Nah, so then I come back home and lay on my deck.
There you go. See, I'd just go with that.
Yeah, it's good.
This would be spa weather at the moment.
Do you have a spa, Meg? I don't know about.
I wish I did.
Do you have a spa,
Tyler? I don't
even have a
bathtub. I do not, no, but I do have a nice deep bathtub.
Oh, shut up. Everyone seems to have a bathtub except for me, and I'm like a bath aficionado. I love them.
Yeah, you're an expert at bathing.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I hope so.
Hey, up next, we are playing 5 in 10. All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds. Could score you a $50 fuel card. How good. All you got to do is call us now. 4967-4105 if you want to play.
Yeah, if you can get the number right, you can get 5 in 10.
Exactly. Well, there's 8 numbers in this. 4967-4105.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
10 seconds work. $50 fuel card. Let's do this, Crevo.
Doesn't get any easier. Let's find out what our category is.
Exactly. Let's do it. Oh, my favorite.
Health and fitness.
Fitness burger in my mouth.
I love that.
Let's go to Jane in Mount Hutney. Jane.
Hi.
Hey, health and fitness is your kind of thing?
Oh, I hope so.
Hope so?
Me too. Good luck.
You got to name 5 things in 10 seconds. What is Jane's topic, Crevo?
Your topic is gyms.
Gyms?
Yep.
Okay. Anytime Fitness. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
No. Jane, we could
I can't even say so F45, close.
F45, Snap Fitness, Planet Fitness.
There's heaps there you could have had. Unfortunately, you didn't get it.
No, let's go to Jeremy in Stocko. Hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy, you there?
Hello, Jeremy.
Nah, Jeremy's not there. All right,
gone.
We'll come back to him. Oh, no, he's
gone.
He's gone. Karen's up
Karen.
Next.
Hey, Karen.
Hi.
Hello. Are you a gym junkie, Karen?
Hell no.
No? You might get this one, though. I've got a feeling.
All right, here we go.
So what is it, just the names, is it?
Oh, no. We're going to give you a new topic. It is related to health and fitness, but it won't be gyms anymore.
All right.
Your topic, Karen, is protein shake flavours. You've got 10 seconds.
Caramel, chocolate, vanilla, peanut, buttercup,
So close.
All right, let's
Jeremy's
go
back.
To Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing? Good. That's all right. That's all good. Hey.
Totally fine, mate.
Do you like a bit of gym workouts?
Not really.
You're in my boat. Don't feel judged. We don't like the gym here at all. All right, your topic for health and fitness. You're gonna name 5 things in 10 seconds. It is gym exercises. Your time starts now.
Treadmill, sit-ups, the bicycle thing, the stair climb, I don't know the names of the things.
Oh, man, so close. You got to 4. Oh, well.
That's brutal. Hey. Well,
another day.
Another day, another gym exercise, right?
Yeah, didn't get it.
Maybe we all need to go to the gym and start drinking protein shakes.
Maybe. Or we could just move on with our lives and do a different topic tomorrow.
We'll do that next.
Hey, you remember, like, at Beaconsfield, those two blokes got stuck in that mine?
Yeah.
It was an astonishing story.
Foo Fighters wrote them a song and everything.
Yeah, amazing. You know, they got out and it was an amazing story. A couple of miners have been stuck underground in South Korea.
Okay.
Now, it's a good story. After 9 days, they have been rescued.
Oh, good.
But what they survived on is just extraordinary.
Okay.
We're getting into their story up next because this is an amazing story. It's just happened.
All right, details next.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
This is an extraordinary story from South Korea. These two miners were working in this zinc mine which collapsed and they were trapped 200 metres underground for 9 days.
Wow.
Now, a lot of the time with these, like, situations where they're trapped, there's like a safe room or something with some food and stuff in it. All these guys had on them was a sheet of plastic.
Yep.
And some instant coffee powder.
Like, how much instant coffee powder does it say?
Well, not just not a small much. Amount, right?
Like, for one day.
All they, this is what they survived on. They, when water dripped off the roof, they yep. caught that.
Yep.
And they, that was their water supply.
Yeah.
And then the instant coffee powder was their food.
Oh, my God.
And they survived for 9 days and they've been rescued. This
oh,
is
how good.
Unbelievable. But can you imagine for 9 days having nothing but instant coffee?
I do know people who live off coffee. Not, there are people who do that. But at the same time, like, not instant coffee and not just coffee and drip off, like, run off water.
Like, you'd be going poo through the eye of a needle.
Yes, you would.
And where do you do that? So the sheet of plastic they turned into this makeshift tent.
Yep.
And apparently it was very cold. When they found them, they were sitting shoulder to shoulder just to keep warm.
Yeah, that's what you'd have to do. Oh, poor buggers.
What an awful experience. Now, like, I've always thought if I was to have to work in a mine, that'd be my worst nightmare.
Getting trapped there
really
with nothing.
Trapped with only instant coffee. At least give me a latte
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, with the Beaconsfield mine, I know they managed to be able to get stuff down to
that's
them.
That's right.
Got, like, an iPod down to them and some snacks and all that kind of stuff. But obviously, in this case, there was no opportunity to really...
Nothing.
Relay any...
They couldn't get anything down there. They drilled a tiny hole for a camera, which, you know, if, like, cameras are tiny yeah. these days, just to be a little pinhole.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, yeah, that's where they are. But it took them 9 days to rescue them. At least send them down a little, like, packet of food or something.
Now, I've got to ask, if this was you in this situation,
yeah.
you've just gotten out of a mine...
Yeah.
What's the first food you go on for?
Oh, your go-to first meal?
What's your
great
go-to
question.
First meal?
Baked uprising, maybe a croissant with ham
Ooh,
and cheese,
yep,
or just
okay.
a plain one with butter.
Yep.
And I don't think I'd want coffee after that.
No, mate, you'd be anti-coffee.
Maybe a juice or a beer?
A beer, absolutely.
A beer and a croissant? I don't know how that works, but it does.
I'd be going for mum's rissoles.
Okay,
with mash
yeah.
and gravy and veggies.
That's your go-to comfort meal?
It is, and a Cosmopolitan.
Just to celebrate
just
getting
to
out
celebrate
of there
getting
alive.
Out. Well, I'm so happy they're okay.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the main thing.
It's an extraordinary story to survive that long on instant coffee and drip water.
Because you did have instant coffee here for a while. You had those little tea bags.
No, but that's proper coffee in a bag.
Yeah.
Instant coffee is a no for
like
me.
Like international roast.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
No, thank you.
What an awful experience.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. FM.
Now, over the weekend, Crevo, you said that you had, like, the elusive day off that you have, like, once a year.
Yeah, exactly. It's a special event. It's like a lunar eclipse.
Doesn't happen very often. You said one of the things on your itinerary was to have a nice, relaxing bath.
Yeah, I did plan this. This was, in my mind, it was going to happen. I'd been thinking about it since about Wednesday the week before.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Then
didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Saturday came around and went, nah.
Any reason why you decided to bail on the bath? Or
I looked at the bath and went,
Now, is
I don't think so. It seems like a bit of a girly thing to do.
I was going to say, was it because it's not a real blokey bloke thing to do? Because apparently that's the thing.
Well, yeah. I looked at it and went, no, I don't think so. I'm not like a 35-year-old woman.
No.
I'm not having a bath with a candle on.
Love it. Bubble bath with some stuff from Lush. It's beautiful. But I was speaking to my boyfriend the other day because he's got a bath as well.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous of you because I haven't lived in a house that has a bath for like 6 years. And he goes, mine's covered with dust. I've lived here for a couple of years. I've never used it. I'm going, what are you talking about? You have the luxury of owning, well, having a place that has a bathtub. Bloody use it.
I think I've had one bath.
And how long have you lived there?
Oh, like since we put the new bathroom in years ago,
wow.
like 2 years ago or something.
So apparently it is a blokey thing. They won't have a bath because it's too girly.
This is like, I know that I shouldn't be worried about it.
Yeah, because no one else is going to know. Nobody's going to know.
Exactly. But I thought, nah, it's too girly. I'm not having a bath.
4967-4105. Are you a bloke who loves a bath? Do
or,
you get into it?
Or do you have a partner who loves a bath. Like, dob
who won't admit it.
Who won't admit it. Dob your boyfriend, husband, etc. in.
Every caller who gets to air today in the draw for a $50 fuel card as well. So worth dobbing them in for.
Free petrol just for admitting you love a bath.
Yeah. 4967-4105. We're going to take your calls on the other side of the...
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Now, Krivo, you think that taking a bath is a little bit too girly?
Well, I looked at it and went, nah. I'm too manly for that.
Too manly for that. Well, my boyfriend said the same thing. He's got a bath in his place.
Too
he's
manly.
Been there for years and he's never touched it.
I'm going to have another Chardonnay and not do that. That's what I thought.
You're going to sit there with your diffuser on.
Yeah. And think manly thoughts.
And your floppy slippers. And your terry cloth robe.
Terry toweling.
I'm not getting in the bath.
Not masculine enough. Let's go to the phones. We're after guys that love a bath or dob one in. Joe in Cessnock. Hello. How is Cessnock this morning?
Nice and sunny.
Yes.
Beautiful. That's what we like.
Love to hear that. Do you know a man that loves a bath?
Yeah, my hubby does.
Really? How often does he crack into it?
Oh, it's quite every couple of months, but he, you know, it's a good couple. Yeah, it's good every couple of months. He'll just be like, I'm having a soak tonight. And he just puts a hot bath on, takes his music in, and see you later.
Is he adding any, like, essential oils or bath bombs or anything like that, Joe?
No, I keep trying to get him to, but he just will not go. It's
you know, you can
hot bath.
Find a manly one, like a Star Wars themed one or something, and he'd be all for it. That's the way to do it. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, it's the smell essence of Bunnings. Love it.
Jordan's hit us up on Instagram at the Novo saying her boyfriend loves a bath and is constantly asking to have one and will have one when he wants one. I don't think it's a girly thing at all.
There you go. All right. Summer is in Madawi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Does your partner love a bath?
It's not my partner, it's my dad. He absolutely loves a bath.
Oh, he's a sucker for one. How often do you reckon he's partaking in a bath?
Well, at least two or three times a day. He says it's the best place that you can relax.
That's true. So as I asked Joe, is he doing the essential oils or bath bombs or anything like that? Is it all natural?
It's all natural and he loves to enjoy it by himself, but at the moment he's got grandkids that want to jump in with him.
Ruining the serenity.
How's the serenity?
Yeah.
Indeed.
We're going to Gabby Madawi. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. Do you know someone who likes to partake in a bath?
Yeah, absolutely. My partner, and I think he's one of the manliest guys around, and he's very proud of the fact that every afternoon he'll sit there and have, like, an hour-long bath.
An hour? Who's got that kind of time?
Every afternoon? Does he?
Yeah.
And he got any time to pay you attention, Gabby?
Oh, heaps of time. When he's back from work, he's home, you know, he's got a month, and that's his little enjoyment. He even cracks out the bath salts and the bubble bath. He'll do it all up. He'll have his candles. He's got scented candles that surround him, and he just, you know, he bathes in it. He loves it.
Does he ever run you, like, a really nice one as well after he's finished?
Only when we started dating.
You need to get back into that, Gabby. Well,
the romance is dead.
Thank you for those calls.
Apparently.
Turns out it's a thing.
It certainly is. Hey, what's the gossip next with producer Tyler? What's coming up?
So everything that Kanye has done in the last couple of months has really backfired and it's quite funny. So I'm going to fill you in next.
All right, let's do it.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, producer Tyler's here to fill us in everything Kanye related, yeah?
Yes, so as we know, he's going through it at the moment, which we won't touch on too much, but we did speak about Paris Fashion Week a while back now, and during his show, he had models parading shirts that had White Lives Matter printed on them. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Caused major backlash, but...
He lost sponsors.
I mean, he's lost the plot, really. But it's all come back to really, like, smack him in the face because two radio hosts were gifted the trademark by an anonymous listener to make sure he couldn't profit from these White Lives Matter shirts.
What?
Their names are Ramses Jah and Quinton Ward, and they explained how it happened, saying basically a listener of their show, a big supporter in America, had the foresight to acquire this trademark and felt that they were in a much better position than they were to determine how it could be used for the benefit of black and brown communities rather than as a tool to create more additional harm on those communities. He said, we accepted the responsibility and the trademark was assigned, and if Kanye wants it back, he's got to pay $1 billion dollars.
And he doesn't have that kind of money
anymore.
So how much do you think they paid for the trademark?
Well, it's all an anonymous tip. They don't know who I think the announcers obviously know who the listener is, but they haven't announced, they haven't released any of that information. It's all come through anonymously.
So to actually buy a trademark, if you just get in first, it's not very much.
It's
like $150 or something.
Yeah, you think
small.
That trademark would have been bought maybe a couple of years ago.
Well, maybe it didn't. Like, maybe it just happened when the Black Lives Matter movement just started and someone went, oh, we better have that. In case somebody uses that for evil.
And they were saying too that they've done their research saying that you can't actually trademark a White Lives Matter shirt against the law. So they've taken on, they've done it and they've assigned it, and they're like, if Kanye wants it, $1 billion, please.
So he can't do his thing anymore.
Not at all.
Isn't Kanye turning out to be one of the great turds?
Oh, majorly.
I mean, he's really gone from having originally quite good music.
Oh, of course.
But then that declined.
And it's so... Oh, God. I was literally just going to say, it's so hard as a huge Kanye music fan to listen to his music and then completely separate the issues that he has at hand, because he has, oh my God, one of the most extensive music libraries of all time.
Yeah.
He's a creative musical genius. But just to like see this BS happening now, rough.
It does suck when you can't separate the music from the artist, but at the same time, you're just like, well, you don't want to support him. You don't want to give him any more money by streaming
their
music.
But I mean, if Gold Digger comes on the D floor at Kingers, of course I'm going to get down to it.
I'm going to say, I'm not going to encourage it, but LimeWire might still be a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you can do. And like you said, when it comes on, what do you do?
Yeah, that's it.
You're only human.
We'll see how he goes in the future.
I know, probably. He's going to need to, scrounge up $1 billion if he wants those shirts.
But he ain't doing that.
Nah.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen, and it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
All right, here's a sentence I never thought I would say.
Yeah.
Do you remember the person Bad Baby?
Kiss me outside, how about that?
This lady.
No, I don't remember at all.
Kiss me outside, how about that?
How about that?
So she became famous on Dr. Phil for saying that, basically, causing all sorts of drama because I think her parents didn't want to give her enough money or something.
Oh, she was a little, like...
Absolute brat.
Gremlin, if you will.
So, she's just done a speech, was asked to give a speech at Oxford University, of all places.
No!
This is because, essentially, she's turned herself into an OnlyFans star. And now
she's a singer or a rapper or something.
A very minor success with her rap music. Very minor.
Yeah.
But from OnlyFans, she's made $50 million.
What?
Which is just unbelievable. Look, what do you say? I mean, she's made a lot of money.
Well, she's only, I think, like 19 or 20 years old.
Which to me, it just feels wrong.
Yeah.
So this is what I want to do here. 4967-4105.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Who doesn't deserve to be rich?
Yeah.
But is rich.
Alright, yeah, okay.
Who doesn't deserve it? Because in my opinion, Bad Baby doesn't deserve the money.
She basically was a spoilt little brat.
Yep.
Went on Dr. Phil and made a mozza.
And there's now $50 million richer. From a couple of OnlyFans videos.
Do you
think
she's spotting her parents now? Because they're the ones who probably put her on Dr. Phil.
You would hope so. But I feel like she wouldn't, because I think her attitude would still be awful.
We could make you rich as well with a $50 fuel card. Best callers today get a $50 fuel card.
Here's the number again. 4967 4105. This is your chance to vent about who doesn't deserve to be rich.
Because there's always that one person you're like, you don't deserve that money.
You don't deserve it.
Megan
Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, Bad Baby, the person who says this.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Is now worth $50 million from the money she made from OnlyFans.
Oh.
I don't think she deserves all that money, but just my opinion.
She was on Australian festival lineups at one point.
That's right, I forgot about that.
Which is incredible. Like,
especially when you listen to her music.
It's not great.
So we're talking about who doesn't deserve to be rich. This is the area we move into, because I think she doesn't deserve it.
No. Let's go to Jake in Newcastle. Hey, Jake.
Hey.
Hey, who doesn't deserve to be rich?
Definitely Prince Charles.
Prince Charles. Okay, do they have a lot of money, or is it in trusts or things like that?
Who knows what they've got? They're all tied their little estates.
Yeah, it's true. All in the real estate and everything. They've got
all that kind of stuff.
So much. Charlie is next. Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Who doesn't deserve to be rich?
Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate. I'm losing track of who Andrew Tate is.
I'm doing a quick
Google. Oh, yeah, do a Google.
All right, fill us in, Charlie, because I can't think of it for now.
Instagram about females. So.
Oh, that guy.
I forgot about that guy. He doesn't deserve it. He's awful.
I'm happy I forgot about that guy, to be honest, because he's a flog.
One of the great flogs of all time.
That's the worst part. He's worth a fortune. Which is ridiculous.
And he deserves absolutely none of it.
Kriva, you've got a couple.
Oh, yes.
Honourable mentions.
So a few honourable mentions. Clive Palmer.
Yeah.
Pay your workers, mate. It's
exactly.
Very simple. They've done a lot of hard work for you to make you rich.
Absolutely.
Logan Paul. Just not a fan.
I don't know who that is.
He's a YouTuber, boxer, all of this sort of stuff.
Okay, yep.
Just all round don't like him. And then my number one. Pete Evans. Like, I just don't like all of the stuff he sprouts, all of his BS in his Byron Bay hinterland mansion that he no doubt has.
Fair enough.
As the head of a...
couple of those very...
I don't like
see,
any of
mine that. Is just petty because I'm jealous. I was going to say Adele, because she releases one album every 7 years and look what happens.
Oh, that is just petty.
Yeah, she releases one album every 7 years. She barely tours and she's worth a bloody fortune. It's not fair.
Don't forget, she wants her name pronounced differently now. It's Adele.
Adele. Is it Adele now?
Yeah.
Is she moved to Texas?
Well, I don't know. You listen to her saying it.
Mate,
it's Adele. Well,
Adele. Oh, where's our producer Jackson when we need him?
Oh, no.
Hello, it's Adele.
He loved it.
Hey, Love It or Load It is up next. Producer Tyler comes to the table with a daily topic. Kriva and I have to make a snap decision in 3 seconds whether we love it or we loathe it. The inner workings of our minds up next. I
don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, it is time for producer Tyler to come to the table with a daily topic. Kriva and I decide whether we love it or we loathe it. What have you got for us?
A packet of chips.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
There's heaps I
love. What's your favourite chip, Kriva?
I love a twisty.
Yeah, okay.
Or a Dorito.
Dorito's always pretty good. I love a cheese and onion.
Oh, no. Oh,
cheese and onion
sticks. I always get stinky breath after them.
Yeah.
I love those.
Delicious. All right, why are we talking about chips, Tyler?
Do you love them so much that you would build a 1,500-kilo concrete tomb to preserve them for future civilizations?
No.
No.
What a waste of resources.
But a TikToker has done that, and not just any chips, a packet of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
See, I don't like
just one packet.
I don't like spicy chips.
One packet.
No. Oh, I love spicy chips. You can get these imported ones.
Yeah.
That are like extra spicy and extra crispy. They use like cassava, I think it is.
What is cassava?
It's like a potato thing, but it's so crunchy.
Yum.
It's unbelievable.
I love it. So this guy, his name's Sunday Nobody. He's like a TikToker and a meme pro. He dropped this whole process video, which is so boring, but Kriva, you'd love it.
Yeah.
Which goes through the whole engineering process to entomb a packet of Cheetos for future civilizations to find. He didn't just whack a few slabs of concrete together either. He fully constructed the mold, bent and welded metal to reinforce the slab.
I love this.
Set his own concrete tomb. It took a month and a half for it all to dry, and then he dyed the whole thing black. Then on the lid, he cut out the ingredients list of the Cheetos with a laser cutter and then sprayed it with gold foil so it looked like the ingredients were engraved with proper gold. He literally used gold leaf to put Cheetos ingredients onto the lid of a tomb that he buried as like this elaborate time capsule meme prank. Like, the commitment to this is next level, but there's more. Wait till you hear how he got the bloody Cheetos in there.
Okay.
Then I went to a bodega and got a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos and cast it in resin and then beveled the edges and attached eye bolts to each of the four corners. And then I ran wires to the Flaming Hot Cheetos with springs on the end so that it was elevated and seismically isolated so that if there was an earthquake, it wouldn't get damaged.
Like, he's gone to so much effort, and then he's buried the thing, and he's just going to leave it. Imagine finding a whole tomb thinking, oh, my God, what's going on in here?
Something very important, an important part of history.
Certain Carmen.
Yeah.
It's his brother.
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Cracking it open, and there's just one packet of Flaming Hot Cheetos inside resin. So good luck getting that thing open.
Now, Krivo, I really have to ask you a question
here. Okay, here we
go. Are you jealous of this guy's free time or what?
Yeah, wow. Oh, my God.
Is this something you would do, Krivo, in your spare time?
Yeah, heaps of free time when you get money another, resources.
When you get another Saturday off.
Okay, what food would you entomb, then, in this case?
Definitely not Cheetos. No. I mean, there's, even in the chip world, you'd have a kettle or something.
You know what I'd do? The Dixie drumstick.
What even is that?
Have you not had Dixie drumstick before?
No.
Oh, they're these little biscuits, like inner biscuit things.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them.
Yeah, they brought them back recently. And they're the most delicious things known to mankind.
I'm pretty sure they're not. I disagree on that.
I think I'd just do a block of caramel milk.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, interesting, yeah. Good
call. I'd want to, if it's preserving it for future generations, it'd have to be a fine cheese for me.
True.
Yeah.
Smart.
Nah, give me the Dixie drumstick any day of the week.
Truffles in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get off your high horse.
Yeah, no, but it's smart because cheese will last forever. And the stankier it is, the better.
That's true. Good call.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Krivo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
All right, get ready for this. Very soon, we're going to be putting somebody on the standby list for our trip to Bali.
How good is this? Club Med.
Oh, my God.
Luxurious, my friend.
You're living your best life at Club Med in Bali while all your friends are just sucking it back at work.
Well, you can take one friend with you.
Yeah.
Take the one with the best bribe.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. What can they do for you in this situation?
Yeah, what can you do for me?
Yeah.
That's what you got to be thinking. But also, you got to listen out for your chance to call. Don't be calling now, but soon, when the little thing tells you on the radio, that's when you call. Here's the number. Get ready for this. 4967-4105.
Now, it's 5 nights accommodation in an all-exclusive Club Med resort.
And all-inclusive, too.
All-inclusive. How beautiful.
Oh, it's as good as it gets. And don't forget, if you don't win this, you can get your own holiday for premium all-inclusive ski and sun holidays. Visit Club Med Experts at Hello World Travel, 450 Hunter Street, Newcastle.
As well, if you happen to get through to get into the draw, get some movie tickets.
Oh, brilliant. You're off to Mistletoe Ranch.
How good's that? Christmas is a-coming.
It sure is. All right, the number again, don't ring it now, but in soon.
Yeah.
4967-4105.
Save that number.
That's a good tip.
Save it.
Put the little star next to it so it's at the top of your contacts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not your best friend, not your partner, it's us.
Exactly. 4967.
They're not giving you a trip to Club Med, are they?
4105. I wouldn't have thought so.
Your chance to win happening very, very soon.
Premium all-inclusive holidays from $1,495 per person. Book with Newcastle's only Club Med boutique at Hello World Newcastle. 450 Hunter Street.
This is New FM's Bali Boarding Call.
Strap yourself in, Newcastle. Mm. Someone's off to Bali on us.
Very soon.
It's just amazing. You're off to Club Med. You get the flights. Plus, that Club Med thing is all inclusive.
Yeah, 5 nights.
Your food and everything. Yes, please.
You don't have to worry about anything.
No, you just...
That's the best part.
You go there and you have a bunch of cocktails, eat a bunch of food, a buffet breakfast. I reckon they'd probably have an omelette chef. It's one of those type of places, you know.
Maybe one of the pancake people, who knows.
Fancy is what it is. I don't know any of those details. I made them all up.
No.
But I do know that you're off to Club Med.
Yeah, exactly. It's where everyone wants to be.
Yep.
And the only place to get there... like for free, is to get on our standby list.
Exactly, and let's put someone on that list right now.
Yeah, let's go to April. Hey, April.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, we're really good. Hey, when was the last time you went on a holiday, April?
Oh,
Oh, my goodness. Probably 3-4 years ago.
So where'd you go?
Thailand. Phuket.
Close-ish. To, yeah. Is it? Geography is not my strong
mediumly
point.
Close. Medium. I mean, 4 hours away or something by plane, but hey.
Yeah.
We're splitting straws here. You'd like to go to Bali for free, though, yeah?
Oh, yes.
We're going to pop you. We're going to pop you on standby, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Well,
you're very welcome. Plus, get ready for this, okay? I don't know if you're ready. You've got yourself a double to Mistletoe Ranch.
Woo! How good. Congrats, April. That's so good.
I couldn't understand a word of what she
said.
She
was so excited.
In the second part of that call, but she sounded happy.
She sounded happy. Potentially going to Club Med on us.
And she's going to Mistletoe Ranch. How Let's good. Not forget that. Jeez.
Hey, going on holidays, it's a great experience.
Sure is.
I went on holidays, as you know, 2.5 weeks over in the US.
Yes, that's who could forget? It was
I can't forget, that's for sure.
Vegas adventure.
Big Vegas, New York adventure as well, mm-hmm. actually. And it's very interesting for me because I had weight loss surgery. I can't eat a lot. And I was thinking when I get over there, food's going to be relatively cheap because that's apparently how it goes. You warned me.
Yeah.
Food's going to be cheap. But the thing that I didn't understand was, yes, it's cheap, but it's ridiculously, like, it's huge. The portion sizes over there were nuts.
This is absolutely nuts. Good observation, Meg. So
all right.
You're going to walk us through some of the things.
Some of the things I came across over in the US.
That would astound anyone here in Australia.
Even if you didn't have weight loss surgery, there is no way in hell
you could have finished some
of these things that I came across. Details on the other side of these.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
So I got back from Vegas and New York last week and I was told when I went over there, you're not going to believe the portion sizes. And I thought, you're full of crap. It's not that bad.
How big can it be?
Holy crap. I'll tell you this much. I haven't weighed myself since I got back. I'm not game enough to.
It was that big?
And because, like, as I said, I've had the weight loss surgery. I can't eat a lot of stuff. But the thing is, sometimes I felt bad because I was leaving so much in the packet or on the plate or whatever, like I was eating too much.
That's the thing, though. You just got to leave it behind,
isn't it?
Talk us through some of the crazy portions or meals that you saw.
So one of the things, like in particular, there was this burger that I had at a place called In-N-Out. It was like a $2.50, $2.75 burger or something like that.
Cheap.
Anyway, it was about the size of your average, like, Works burger. From like a fish and chip shop. You know how big the Works burgers
are? They're massive,
are?
Yeah, with the beetroot, pineapple, all that sort of thing.
This was your standard $2.50 cheeseburger.
So imagine, what is their big one like?
Well, they had a double, and I'm like, no, thank you.
How could you eat double
Insane.
That?
Insane. So I got a large drink as well, because I went to this place called Popeyes. I went to a lot of the fast food places, because let's face it, in Vegas, that's pretty much all there is, unless you're going to the fancy restaurants. And I didn't want to spend ridiculous amounts of money at fancy restaurants when I was only going to have two mouthfuls anyway. I went to this place called Popeyes, and I got a large drink, right? When you go to the cinema and they give you those jumbo, ridiculous, like, soft drinks.
Yeah, it's as if you've bought a vat.
A bucket.
Yeah.
A bucket. A large was about 1.5 times the size of one of the biggest ones at a cinema.
It's almost like what the popcorn comes in,
yes.
but full of liquid. How does anyone fit that in their bladder?
Now, I put a video of that on my Instagram. I think you saw it. It was literally the size of my head.
It's too much liquid for any one human.
It's not safe for human consumption to have that much sugar in a liquid, let me tell you. Now, I got a small fries while I was over there. It was the size of probably an extra large here.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Small. And I, like, because if I get chips normally, I probably have a quarter of it. I couldn't even get through a quarter of this. It was just ridiculous.
And that's the small.
Right? I went to Popeyes again because I was obsessed with this place over there and said, oh, okay, I'll get 3 tenders because that's pretty much all I can eat. They gave me 7.
They just didn't believe that you would want such a small amount of food.
I know.
And they're like, oh, no, she must be joking.
And the thing I'll round this out with was I went to this thing they call a cake ATM. How
what?
American is this? So when I went to New York, I really wanted to go to this place called Carlo's Bakery. Now, if you know Cake Boss,
Yeah.
It was on the Food Channel.
Yeah, I remember that show.
My mum was obsessed with it, and I really wanted to go try a cannoli. I didn't have time when I was in New York. And then when I got to Vegas, they had this thing. It was literally called a cake ATM, where it was like a vending machine. But
you
they
put in your credit card, yeah, and out comes cake.
Now, of course, you would call it a cake vending machine, right? No. Cake ATM.
How do they fit the cake through the slot?
Well, it had like a lift-up, like, flap at the front, right?
Because, anyway, like, I'm good at fitting big things in tight spaces. But
I know,
a cake,
you're
wouldn't,
the king of that.
Cake wouldn't push through a slot even at a squeeze.
Well, when I say a cake, so this is a slice of cake. Think your average birthday cake slice you get at a birthday party, times it by three. And that's how big these slices were.
And that is why America has such a big problem with obesity.
Yes.
Because everything is ridiculously large.
Oh, my God. I need to, next time I go over, I need to go with someone so we can split meals.
You need to compare it, like have a box of Tic Tacs that you put next to everything to show the size in the photos. Because
size comparison.
Banana for scale doesn't work.
Not
when
in
it's
this instance.
That big.
Absolutely not.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
You must love it.
Yeah, apparently. Well, welcome to Boomerville. Great time.
Population Meg.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
You know, in my eyes, Crevo, birds can do no wrong. They are the most magical, majestic creatures ever.
You love a bird.
Even better when they're being a little bit cheeky.
Yeah.
Right? So I was sitting at the beach the other day, right?
Okay.
And everyone loves to feed all the seagulls at the beach. And they
even
throw
though
the chips.
I'm sure there's signs saying don't.
I don't think there is it at Nobby's, because that's where I normally sit. And there's a guy sitting out the front, and the birds there can get a bit brazen.
Well, they've had years of tourists just being weak, basically.
Exactly. Now, if you don't hold your food close to your chest, they will steal it. They will. And this is what I witnessed.
Bird robbery.
Bird napping of food, if you will. So this guy, he's sitting on the benches at Nobby's, right? And he's just sitting there and he's eating a donut. He's obviously gone to Dough Heads or something like that.
Yeah,
delicious donuts, by the way.
A fancy one.
Fancy one. It looked like one of the fancy ones. Anyway, this seagull has just jumped. Because I think he was actually, like, slowly feeding them.
A little bit.
Little bits here and there because it's a treat.
Yeah.
Now, this seagull's like, this tastes good. Jumped up, stole the whole thing from his head, and flew off with it.
Very funny.
4967-4105. What has the bird stolen off you?
Well, my friend, when we were camping, had a lamb chop taken out of her hand and took a piece out of her hand as well.
Kookaburras are known for this.
This was a magpie or kookaburra, one of those ones, can't remember.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a donut though, straight out of his head. And the worst part is I'm sitting in my car trying not to lose it, watching this go down, because he seems so defeated, because it was like, obviously he's looked forward to this donut all bloody day, and this poor seagull has gone, nah, that's for me.
I'm having that.
4967-4105, what has the bird stolen from you? Best call us today in the draw for a $50 fuel card. How good. We'll take your call.
Megan Grebo.
The Novos.
At the beach the other day, everyone loves feeding the seagulls, and the seagulls have gotten brazen at Nobby's, let me tell you, because they've decided if they see something that they like that you're eating, it's theirs. It belongs to them. So this guy was sitting at the beach eating a donut, right?
Yeah.
Really good looking, bougie donut.
A quality one, maybe.
A quality
from,
one.
Yeah.
Like Dough Heads or something like that. And he's sitting there, he's picking little bits off to feed to them and make them go psycho as they do. And this this one seagull's gone, nah, not good enough. Jumped up, flew, picked it up, flew off with it.
We're asking the question here, what has a bird stolen off you?
Yeah.
On 4967-4105, I had a bird once steal my hoodie.
What?
Yeah, we only dated for a little while, yeah. And then at the end she was like, I'm taking that. Never saw her again.
The girl's stealing hoodies. That's a classic pastime. Let's go to the phones. Jane is in Mount Hutton. Hey, Jane.
Good morning.
Morning. What has the bird stolen from you?
I've actually got two. So we were at Blackbutt when I was really young. My aunties come to visit us and took us to Blackbutt for a barbecue.
Yeah.
It had all the meat there on the side of the barbecue ready to put on. And this kookaburra just come from nowhere, took all the steak.
All of it?
Like the piece we had ready to.
I was going to say, cool. I took didn't all take, the steak.
No, didn't take the sausages, just the steak.
Yeah, like, well, they know what's good for them, don't they?
It's got taste. And what was your other one?
So we were at Nelson Park. I took my girls there when we were younger with my cousin from Bondi. And we went and got some banana bread from the shop. And we were just trying to eat it, but we didn't even get to eat it. This kookaburra, or the seagull, sorry, just come from nowhere, took the whole piece.
He's done the donut dash.
Yep.
Oh, sneaky bugger. Thank you, James.
I would have gone banana bread first, then steak, because I thought the steak story was better. But that's just personal opinion.
Oh, let's go to Jasmine in Cessnock. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Hey, good. What did the bird steal?
I was cooking a barbecue and we were doing sausage fingers out the back.
Yeah.
And the kookaburra flew down and stole the whole sausage finger.
The whole sandwich, not just the sausage.
Not just the sausage, the whole sausage finger.
Well, can't hear a word you're saying either now, so there's something about phone
lines
this
buggers.
Morning.
Oh, let me tell you.
You've got to be so careful out there. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
Selena Gomez has a new doco coming out and there is so much tea.
Awesome. Right. Can't wait to hear all about
one
it.
One of my favourite singers.
Yeah, mine too.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, producer Tyler in to tell us all about... everyone's favourite singer, Selena Gomez.
Yeah, she's got a new doco coming out. And remember when she was really unwell a few years back and needed a kidney donation?
Yeah, like her best mate did it or something, yeah?
Yeah, that's so it was right. Her best friend that donated it. And it looks like she and that bestie have had a huge falling out.
Ooh.
She's responded to a snarky comment made by this friend. Her name is Francia Raja. Because Selena Gomez said in her latest doco that Taylor Swift was her only friend in the industry. So Selena Gomez had an interview with Rolling Stone, said that she'd often felt alone with other celebrities despite her fame, saying, I never fit in with a cool group of girls that were celebrities.
Yeah.
She said, my only friend in the industry is really Taylor Swift, so I remember feeling like I didn't belong.
Yeah.
And so her friend, Francia, has heard this, retweeted it, and just said, interesting.
Well, no offense, I don't know who Francia is.
She's an actress.
Oh, is she?
Okay. Yes.
I didn't know that either. You know what?
We're all learning this morning.
I think Selena Gomez meant like A-list of friends.
Yeah, like celeb friends,
yeah.
Right?
So I can see where she's coming from there.
Me too, but Francia can't. She's retweeted it saying, interesting, and then unfollowed Selena on Instagram.
Oh.
And then Selena has clapped back saying, sorry, I didn't mention every single person that I know on TikTok.
This is...
you know what? When you're doing an interview... As you said, she's got a book coming out, yeah?
She's got a doco, yeah.
A doco coming out, sorry. She's going to mention the high-profile people, isn't she?
Yeah,
get
because
in
that's,
the news.
That's
what you do. That's what you do on a press tour.
It's going to suck people in.
Come on.
She's just publicity for the book.
And if old mate was in the industry, she'd know that.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, obviously...
Oh, get over yourself,
Selena Gomez's fans are, like, kind of backing Selena.
Of course they would.
Stop being an idiot.
Yeah.
She was talking about the music industry. You're an actress. Two completely different industries. Move on.
And you know what? I bet in this doco, she gives this friend so much praise for what she's done, yeah, giving her a kidney.
But then also, too, like, these two are best friends outside of the industry.
Yeah.
The industry aside, they're best friends. So it's just weird that she's taken this take on it, this perspective on it. I don't know. Anyway,
the good thing is everyone's involved in this.
Yeah,
Meg,
we are.
You're loving the Selena Gomez news and we'll bring you as much
as
we can.
Of course I will. Also, in other news, since Elon Musk has purchased Twitter, there's been a mass exodus of staff and users as well. It's lost a million users since he purchased it last week. And it's rumoured that Tumblr is back and the team behind Tumblr
no, it isn't.
Aren't censoring it anymore. Tumblr is back and apparently they're not censoring it anymore, which means it's just an OnlyFans waiting to happen.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
oh,
let me see. Duh.
So, am I reactivating my MySpace now, am I?
No, Tumblr.
No. If Tumblr's first, MySpace will come back.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe you're just jumping on the bandwagon early, starting a trend.
What was that other chat room that you used to be a thing? Habbo chat.
What? Oh. Never heard of that.
I thought you were going to say Omegle.
Oh, Omegle! Oh, my God!
I like a Habbo bear. No, that's where it ends.
Have a look at Habbo chat. You create these little avatars and talk to random people across the world.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Sounds dodgy.
Because I'm old AF.
Well, everyone's boycotting Twitter and going to Tumblr and getting their bits out. So, all thanks to Elon Musk.
Well, get yourself on Tumblr then, my friend.
Across Newcastle,
You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
First nights we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And it winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Straight after us, we're going 105 minutes commercial free with Tyler. What's on the way?
Lewis Capaldi.
I read an interview thing with him the other day. Apparently he was getting colonic irrigation during an interview.
Oh, gross.
Mate. He's a bit much.
He's hilarious, but sad that he's not coming to Australia anymore. He's supposed to host the Arias.
Oh, yeah.
No dice.
Yeah.
Pulled the pin. Well. So,
dodgy, mate.
I know, very sad. Also this.
I love Jamelia.
She's still good.
The outfit she wore in this video, the red dress, I've always fantasized about having it myself, but she's got legs for days.
I wonder if you could buy it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Surely you can. Get under that.
Yeah, I'll look into it,
thanks.
Don't you worry.
Yeah,
thanks.
No, you're very
give
welcome.
Me a discount.
Yeah, of course I will. Now, Meg, we got it. Oh, is there one more song
still? Yeah, of course
still?
There is.
Don't cut Tyler off.
Sorry, I thought that was number three. I was enjoying it so much. What do we got?
And how dare you, Crevo?
Yes.
Try and
mate,
cut this off.
You know what? I corrected you, and I shouldn't have.
Only you knew. Yeah, well, hang on. Let's listen to the Chili Peppers a bit more for a second.
Couple's only block of ad-free music on the way.
So
dulcet
good.
Tones.
Hey, we want to make sure we get to the news on time, right?
No, I'll be right. We don't have any yet.
No, news is done.
You can't see the blog of ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free on the
Chili
way
Peppers.
After 9 o'clock this morning.
Now, you're off to Sydney tonight, is
yes,
it?
Yes, I am.
So you're off there to go and see Dua Lipa.
Yes, I cannot wait. I've been waiting for this for so long. I've had tickets for ages.
Tickets being the key word.
Tickets.
Because you're taking your new boyfriend.
Yeah, so I was meant to take my best friend. We were meant to go together. He was going to fly down from Brisbane, but things just happened and he couldn't, and I thought, I'll ask the new boyfriend.
Now, we were discussing this. It's our first actual date as boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's
like,
true.
Date.
We've had obviously, we've had many dates previous, but we only really became official on the weekend, so when I got back. So this is our first, like, date as a couple, if you will. Yeah.
And I said, how are you going to celebrate? You said, it's got a concert.
Scuttle gig. Go out there. And come home.
Go back. I was like, not on my watch. You're going to make this way more romantic. So I've set up a full...
Gigs aren't romantic to me, though.
Oh, Meg, they're your favourite thing.
Gig is a gig is a gig.
I have set up a full romantic plan for you that you can enact.
And you two are mates on Facebook already, I'm sure, too, as well. So
the two of you...
Will you be forwarding your itinerary onto him? Good to know.
Look, like, he's got to know what's happening.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'm going to unpack it all, the full romantic itinerary from Meg. And if anyone else is out there thinking, how do I make things more romantic, strap in, because I've got
your
it
love
all
guru.
For you next.
Love guru, Crevo.
Right, so you're off to go and see Dua Lipa.
Tonight, in Sydney.
It's your first official date as boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes.
Gone official. And I said, how are you going to make it more romantic? And you looked at me with this blank look. I'm like, we're just going to a gig. I was not on my watch.
See, the thing is, normally when I go to a gig, obviously it's not going to be the case at Dua Lipa, but I'm a big fan of mosh pits, circle pits, walls of death, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, that's not going to happen at Dua Lipa, so I might have to stand back a little bit.
Well, I've got here some tips to make this, because you drive down to Sydney.
Yes,
drive back
together.
In, make all that a lot more romantic.
Okay.
Tip number one, nothing says romance like candles. So light a few candles in the car to get the mood
that's
right.
That's not safe.
Maybe lemongrass and ginger, or a lovely honey and vanilla.
I was going to say
like
rose and vanilla or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Lovely.
Okay.
Couple of candles going.
How about I just go to, like, Car Lovers and get one of those diffusers that you shove into the aircon vent?
Not the same. That's not the same as a candle. It's not romantic. Can have a few on the parcel tray, you know, create a mood and atmosphere.
What's a parcel tray?
You know, like in a hatchback, it's got that little flat thing that hangs there.
Yeah,
on the parcel tray.
Yep.
All right, next one. You should get yourself a bunch of roses and one of those "I love you" teddy bears in your handbag, ready to give him at the concert.
Oh my god!
Bring it out. There you go. Perfect.
For
romantic.
Real? No.
All right.
I started. official with him like 2 days ago.
Oh, well, you know, just trying to get things right.
Oh, my God. Emmy's a lucky girl if you went and pulled all these stuff. Holy crap.
Here's the next tip. There's nothing worse than going hungry, right? So you should go out, get some Cappadocia chips with the gravy, put them in your pocket so you're ready to go at any time with a snack.
All right, deal. I can do that.
Have them just there in your pocket.
You know what? With that one,
And then what you do is you feed them to each other like Lady and the Tramp, right? So you know how they've got the long pasta?
Yeah.
And then they like suck the pasta going closer and closer and then their lips meet in the middle. So you do that with the long chips.
So I get the long chips and put them on like a skewer.
No, you just start nibbling at each end and then you meet in the middle, right? In a gravy kiss. Then this is my next tip, right? Box of chocolates, because anything you can give him with a gooey center is good.
Yeah,
it always works out well.
You love that gooey center.
Definitely. And then after the concert, he can set up a romantic dinner in the car on the way home.
See, I plan on sleeping on the way home because I got to get up at 3:30 in the morning.
No, you got the romantic dinner going, like a white tablecloth over both of your laps. Oh, look, it's levitating. How's he done that?
All right. Okay. Interesting.
So there's all my tips. If you do all that, guaranteed it'll be a great...
He's going to fall in love with me is what you're telling me.
Exactly.
Look, I like the chips and gravy from Cappadocia.
Just in your pocket?
The candles, probably not.
Why not?
I don't want to burn my car down.
It
is insured, but still.
Don't be such an OH&S person.
I feel sorry for him, though. Like, I'm
health and safety gone mad.
I'll tell you what, I'm a different person at a gig. I feel really sorry for him. He's going to leave me after this.
I don't.
For sure.
Not if you do all these things.
No. You know what? I'll let you him update you.
Yeah, great.
With how many of these I actually do?
I can't wait. I'm sure it'll be all
already,
of them.
As I said, you're already Facebook friends, so you can. Yeah,
looking forward to it. Hearing
all right,
all the
update
updates.
Tomorrow then. Hey, on the other side of this, every caller who got to air today went in the draw to win a $50 fuel card, and we've had a couple of great calls today, so we're going to draw that on the other side of this.
Megan Crevo.
The
Novos. The Novos.
And every caller who gets to air on our show on 4967-4105 goes in the draw for the prize of the day, basically. Today, $50 worth of fuel.
Fuel.
How good
fuel,
is this? Fuel. $50 worth of fuel. Do it again. Fuel.
Fuel. Fuel. Fuel. Fuel.
We had a call earlier this morning. In regards to, do you know a guy who loves a bath? Because you were anti-bath.
I just think it's a bit of a ladylike thing to do, but apparently not.
Well, the thing is, my boyfriend apparently has a bathtub in his place and he's, like, never used it. And I'm like, I'm so jealous. That's all I've wanted in life. And we had a call from Summer.
Summer is in Madawi. Does your partner love a bath?
It's not my partner, it's my dad. He absolutely loves a bath.
Oh, he's a sucker for one. How often do you reckon he's partaking in a bath?
Well, at least two or three times a day. He said, he says it's the best place that you can relax.
Is he doing the essential oils or bath bombs or anything like that? Is it all natural?
It's all natural and he loves to enjoy it by himself, but at the moment he's got grandkids that want to jump in with him.
Ruining the serenity. Well, Summer, you scored yourself $50 worth of fuel, babe.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Put the extra money maybe towards those bath bombs, maybe.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Treat him.
or live your own life. Don't let us tell you what to do.
Congratulations, babe. Thanks for getting involved in the show. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Every caller who gets to air goes in the draw for that $50 worth of fuel. 4967-4105 is the number you need to save in your phone.
Never forget the number.
No.
Because we'll never change it again.
No, absolutely not. 105 minutes commercial free. On the way with Tyler.
I still cannot get enough of it.
I'm starting to get over it.
I love it.
Yeah. Then again, I don't like Bernard Fanning, so that's probably why.
How dare you?
I know.
You offend my mother.
I'm anti-Australian, apparently.
My mother, Donna, will come for you for saying that, Meg. Oh, my God, you've offended
them fighting words. All right, what else have we got?
Also this. Tell me why.
Nick Carter broke down on stage the other day. I saw the footage after Aaron Carter. Oh,
very sad.
My heart. Sad. No, my heart.
But also this to pick you right back up. Your boy Lil Nas X in the country very soon.
Yeah, doing the festival circuit.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be interesting. 105 minutes commercial free coming up for you on the other side of this with Tyler. Have a great Tuesday, guys. We'll catch you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Show's done.